ISA, listening. 4ISH, this is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
KO4HKX, you are coming in clear on my end. How do I sound? Over.
Apache, sounds like you might be on a HT.
I am.
Where are you located?
Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'm on the fountain inside of Simpsonville.
I believe you said you're on the south side of Simpsonville.
That's correct. How about you?
Here in Pisgah Forest, just pulling out of the Pisgah National Forest on 276.
Well, thank you for coming back to me, KO4HKX. This is KR4ISH clear, 73.
Hey, before you run off, what was your name?
Clay.
Well, nice to meet you. Good to hear you on here, and welcome to the hobby. And there's a nightly net on here at 9 o'clock if you could check in. We'd love to have you check in with us.
I will make an honest effort. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of an early bed, early to rise kind of guy. I'm usually not awake at that hour, but I will certainly try. Tell me your name again.
Patrick, and I get early to rise, but I'm late to go to bed too, so I understand.
Thanks, Patrick. Nice to meet you. KR4ISH, clear, 73.
73, KO4HKX.
Good, Patrick. He said he was only listening and he talked to him, so he ran away. KJ4CTT Mobile.
Well, at least somebody's listening, right?
It was perfectly quiet. Oh, well. I guess sometimes you actually have to exercise the electrons in the repeater.
Somebody like me that just comes along and ruins your day, right?
Forget about me.
Do what? Well, you know, what are you doing up in Pisgah?
But I actually took a job in the Pisgah National Forest at the Job Corps, and I heard you, Dave. I heard you in there. So I'm just now getting off work. I gotta go get the wife.
Oh, absolutely. I always like to talk. You know me, KB2HX. That's mobile. I just had to put my 2 cents in there with Patrick.
Well, but you're the Dave that likes to make electrons bounce across a net, right?
That's right, Dave. Wrong. I'm the Dave that does the HVAC work.
I told you earlier. Go ahead, Patrick.
Somehow or another, he always comes up with 2 cents or something. I just, you know, he's one of those guys that
comes with a New York attitude. You know what I mean? Huh?
I was ruining my perfect silence earlier this morning, earlier today, too. Can't remember. Somebody was asking him a lot of HVAC questions, and I'm like, no, I'm just going to turn it down for now.
You?
Put my thermostat on fake snow, and it's colder outside than the house.
You got an open window. It'll have snow tomorrow. Go ahead, Patrick, take it, please.
Snow you won't. Come up here and get it. I don't want none.
The ice is just about off the roadways. Just in time for the snow.
Well, thank God for that, because ice under the snow, man, there'd be more accidents around here than, let me see what the old term was, than Carter has killed.
Starting to lose a repeater. I'm hitting into the bar. Wyatt, Dave, good to hear you. And,
catch you later.
Hey, Patrick, enjoy the snow.
Type stuff on here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. The gentleman I was talking to earlier was asking me a bunch of questions, which I don't mind answering questions. I like teaching people so they don't get burned by, you know, let's just say, companies that are, well, let's just leave it there. I like to educate people.
And that you already got problems with people driving on perfectly dry roads and ice and snow, forget it. But, when I had my HVACs changed out, The installer did actually screw up slightly, and every time I commanded, make it colder, it got hotter. Every time I said, make it hotter, it got colder. So he had some wires backwards.
Oh, you got a heat pump. He didn't have the orange wire hooked up right.
Upstairs is just a straight heat pump, and downstairs I installed a gas furnace. So that helps a lot. And I can just switch it to aux heat when heat pump won't work no more.
So heat should come on automatically, depending on how you have the thermostat set up. That's what I was trying to explain. You know, I explained to people, I said, look, right now, this weekend, your heat pump is not going to work. Put an extra sweater on, so we're all going to fire, and that's that.
Heat pump switches to aux at, like, 33 degrees instead of, like, a 36, 37, which is where I'd prefer it to switch. And I got to look at the thermistor and figure out, do I need to drop a resistor or change the thermistor or something? Because it does not read what my fancy high professional temperature gauge reads outside.
Got a second here. Turn here. I'm just going to watch traffic. Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, we're playing with that kind of stuff. Now, do you have a dual fuel type system, or what is it?
That has a the furnace, the gas furnace on it as the exhaust, as the auxiliary heat.
Yeah, that's a dual fuel.
Fuel runs on propane.
Okay, what we mean by dual fuel is the heat pump works down until about 35 degrees and the gas takes over.
And I actually wanted to start a little bit before that, at like 36 degrees, but because the thermistor does not read correctly, it actually kicks on when the outdoor temperature is like 32 degrees.
I think that's an adjustment in the thermostat.
Approximately 3 degrees, and that's it.
Gotcha. Hold on. Okay, that was just, I gotta keep an eye on what I'm doing here.
No, you're fine. KB4 CGT.
KB2H exits. I'm in the neighborhood here. I'm about 2 seconds away from this house. Let me catch up with you a little bit later. KB2H exits.
Hey, Dave, we'll catch you later. KJ4 CGT. But another mile mobile.
See you later.